Here we are in Osage County. The Osage own mineral rights in this land, but they settled here many, many years ago. But any artifacts in war, arrowheads and that kind of thing would go back that are found, say, on the Hughes Ranch, go back way, way before the Osage.
True. Yes, they're just like over most of Oklahoma and my whole Southwest, as far as I know, there are Indian artifacts, but gosh, they're at least thousands, maybe millions of years old. I'm not sure, but they go way. They precede the Osages, all of the tribes that were removed to Indian territory. In the 1800s, all of those artifacts predate the removal of those tribes to Oklahoma.
Who would you say were, beyond your father, of course, your family, role models? Obviously, Frank Phillips would be one of them, but are there other names that would be role models that you looked up to?
The generation of ranchers that preceded me and my counterparts in this country, many of them had a tremendous influence. A cowboy that worked for my father named Bright Drake, he certainly had a huge influence. I learned so much about how to handle cattle and really how to handle myself as far as the relationship with other cattlemen, other cowboys, etc. I really owe an awful lot to Bright. But I was very fortunate to, through my aerial spraying venture, to meet and associate with many ranchers that were really a generation ahead of me. Several come to mind. Dude and Rick Labadie were very special friends of mine. J.B. and Waylon Smith, another couple of brothers that were so helpful to me. Ben Culver, Bill Joe Culver, was one of my counterparts and a great friend and great rancher, but his father, Ben Culver, went out of his way to advise me and help me. And Jack Walker from Pawhuska, who was not only a very good rancher but a banker, he was very, very helpful. There were just any number of area ranchers, Monser and Clark Moore. They couldn't have been nicer, and they were so giving with their experience and their advice and so forth that I'll always be so grateful to those people for taking the time. Sometimes I wonder how they put up with all the questions that I used to ask them, but thank goodness they took the time and the patience to answer. They were a great, great help to me. You know, it's one thing to have a college education in animal science, and that's great. That's a great background. But there's absolutely no substitute for hands-on experience and being able to observe the operations of successful ranchers. You may have a number of successful ranch operations, but they may be successful for completely different reasons. One rancher may be an outstanding trader. In other words, he's successful because he knows how to buy and sell and get the very best job done of buying and selling. Another one, his expertise, you know, he's damn sure got a green thumb and he can grow anything. He can get the best stand of tame grass when you're trying to replace and recover some old farmland, for instance. So I had the opportunity to observe a lot of ranchers and a lot of different operations. I'll never forget observing my old friend, John Blanton. John used to love to put on his golf clothes when he went to Pawhuska. And a lot of the other ranchers that were of his generation, they used to kind of snicker about John, that he was sure enough a greenhorn. Well, I knew a lot better because I sprayed brush on his ranch and had the opportunity to see his operation up close. And hey, there wasn't a more astute rancher ever lived than John Blanton. He was some kind of operator, but he used to delight in putting on his golf clothes and sitting over in the Manhattan Cafe and asking dumb questions just to get a rise out of some of his buddies. So, you know, I really admire guys of that generation. A lot of them were guys that career was interrupted, some of them even by World War One, but also a number of them World War Two. Fred Craddock, another one he was one of our best customers when we built a feed yard out in western Kansas at Liberal, and I learned a heck of a lot from Fred. He and his father, Carl, who I never really knew except by reputation, but people like that had a real positive impact on the industry, and they were so great for the younger guys like me when I was coming up in the industry, and shared their knowledge and expertise. It meant a lot to me.